The future of masturbation is here, now.
Welcome to episode 18 of the Coin Rejects podcast, the podcast where we talk about all things having to do with arcade games. I'm sitting here with my fellow rejects.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Brandon.
Ian.
And we are broadcasting to you from the chilly and icy Pacific Northwest. And if you would like to find us on the internet, you can go to coinrejects.com, or you can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/coinrejects and Instagram at instagram.com/coinrejects. And I was going to memorize the voicemail number, but I totally didn't.
It would have been amazing.
I know somebody who has. It's 503-766-2263.
Call us 24 hours a day.
503-766-2263.
Jordan is standing by. And you can send us email at coinrejects@gmail.com for questions, comments, hate mail.
Ooh, we haven't got much hate mail yet.
Not yet.
We need some of that.
No, we can make that happen.
Yeah, just the comments that didn't like our swearing, and I guess they quit listening to us.
Good.
So the game of the evening that we all played was Sega's... Is it Sega?
It is Sega. It's a Sega licensed to Bally Midway.
Sega licensed to Bally Midway. Up and Down.
Yeah, it's one you don't see every day.
This is the cocktail version of Up and Down.
It is. They didn't make a cabaret.
It's also sold as a podcast recording platform.
that's true.
Yeah, this is typically where we set up the gear because it's the only cocktail I got.
So 1983, Sega.
Yes.
Who programmed it?
Someone
at Sega.
It
doesn't say.
This is the Sega System 1 hardware, which has a bunch of really great games on it. Flicky runs on the same hardware as
Excellent.
This, which is...
I like that game.
Yeah, I also really like that. Mr. Viking and a couple others. So those are the two that I really like, other than Up and Down on that platform. I'd really be into a multi-game setup if someone wanted to put one of those together.
But isn't Flicky a horizontal game? You'd have to be like...
Yeah.
Flicky is definitely...
Yeah, that's why I haven't done it. It would still be cool. I mean, there's a bunch of games that run on the platform, both horizontal and vertical, so...
So is this one of the games that you had nostalgia for, Ian, or is this one that you discovered after the fact, after you started collecting?
A little of both, actually. I played this game... I played a pirated version of this that was ported to the IBM PC way, way back in the day when, you know, you just find random floppies on the sidewalk or whatever and load that shit up and see what's on them, or, you know, log on to some BBS, and even though it's not a pirate BBS, someone has, you know, uploaded some wares, you know, the admins haven't noticed yet or whatever, something like that. So I really liked it. I found it very striking, the graphics and the music and the gameplay. I really enjoyed it. And I actually only found out way, way after the fact that it was a coin-op game. So I went on the hunt to try and find one, and I actually had this cocktail shipped from New York. So it was not super expensive for the game, but it was kind of expensive once the shipping got thrown in there.
Yeah, I think the only disc I found on the street was 50 free hours of AOL.
Yeah.
You found that in your mailbox.
Yeah.
What was more expensive, the shipping or the game?
I think the game was like $100 more.
And is it the same price to ship a cocktail? Is it to ship a upright?
I mean, yeah, if it was coming from the same place, it would have been. But yeah, it's a really fun game. It's one you don't see very often. I would really like to do a custom cabaret build of this game. I think that would be a fun project. I really like the upright cabinet, too. It's similar to the Journey cabinet, the Midway six-pack games. Mm-hmm. I forget what else.
Blueprint.
What other games?
Blueprint,
yeah. Well, Blueprint isn't one of the six-packs, but it's in the same style cabinet, yeah.
Robbie Roto?
No.
No.
Scrotto? Yeah, it's the same. Kind of the same as the... Wait.
No, not at all. No, it has a unique cabinet. That was before they were just cramming games into whatever fucking thing came off the line.
Yeah, I mean, it would fit pretty good in just like one of the like the Miss Pac style.
Yeah, cabaret. The normal ass.
Yeah.
Sticking in Lazarian.
Is this cocktail bigger than some of the other Midway cocktails?
It is.
It's different, yeah. Isn't it?
It has rounded corners. It's like deluxe.
Yeah, it's an interesting cabinet. Actually, I think this is a pretty good cocktail cabinet. The top comes completely off instead of having the whole thing fold out. And then the panel that has the monitor mounted on it will come out and there's a little catch on it. So you can pull it out, you know, 45 degrees or whatever, service the monitor that way. It's a pretty decent cabinet. I'm not a huge cocktail fan, but, you know, this game just doesn't come up for sale very often. So I grabbed the first one that I saw. There was another one, an upright, that I really wanted, but ended up getting put up on Craigslist and multied. So that's too bad.
There was another upright on Clav recently, I think, too.
Yeah, this is a game I'd never played before until you got it. It's really fun. It's pretty frustrating. It can be pretty...
It's a little clunkier than it could be, but...
It's not as intuitive at first, but you kind of get the hang of it.
Yeah.
You want to explain the gameplay, or should we talk about it?
Yeah. So there's a maze, basically. It's an interesting hybrid of driving and maze. So there's a vertically scrolling map, I suppose is the right word, with a network of roads on it, and hills, and declines, and grass and water. And you have to maneuver your car around the maze, collecting 10 different colored flags. And once you do that, you go to the next board. And the levels get increasingly more difficult, and they throw in things like dead ends and, you know, tight turns where it's hard to navigate based on the enemies. So you're driving what's, like, obviously a ripped-off VW Bug, and there are a bunch of other Jeeps and cop cars and whatever around in the maze. If you touch any of them, you die, but you can jump. And you can do that to land on top of them, which destroys them for some points. Or you can go and jump from one part of the road to another. So it's that's basically the controls. I think the main issue I have with the controls is that it's sort of an isolinear kind of look. So you don't ever go straight forward. You're always going off to one angle. But it's a four-way joystick in the normal orientation. So, like, Q-Bert has that, but it has the joystick rotated. And this doesn't have the joystick rotated. Oh. So I think that... that leads to a little bit of weirdness in the control scheme.
Out of all those isometric games, though, the only one that did rotate the joystick was Q-Bert, and all the other ones suffer from that. Like, was it Escape from...
The Planet of the Robot Monsters.
Yeah. And then there's a bunch of other games.
Congo Bongo.
Yep. Zaxxon.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it sort of makes sense because...
In Banana Jones.
Forwards and backwards are your throttle and brake, not necessarily the direction you want to go, and right and left are steering. So I think it works better than some other games like that, but it is a little bit weird to get used to.
I think the only reason why it also works is because once you're on that path, you're committed to it. You know, kind of like Pac-Man, if you're just... stuck going in that. It's not like you're moving within the road. If you choose left, then you're just stuck going left. So
I was always steering when I didn't have to. The road would have just taken me, but I just intuitively felt like I needed to turn left and right.
It's different from a driving game in that way, and that's why I was saying sort of a driving maze hybrid. You don't have to stay on the road. You sort of do have to stay on the road, but it's not, you know, like you have to steer so you don't go off the edge. It's like you have to make sure you don't go off a dead end or jump off the road into a lake.
And jumping is your main weapon, basically. And
you can only
go backwards. I mean, you can only go backwards. You can go backwards, but you can't jump as you're going backwards. So it's a kind of a risk-reward little situation there. Is if you pass a flag and you want to back up and grab it, you got to really make sure that there's no cars coming up on you.
Or I think what I was doing is when I was backing up, I was doing it like tiny bit, so I could press forward right away to jump. Because if you just commit to going back full blast and the guy comes to your house, because there's recovery time when you press up, you know, to get back going forward.
Yeah, definitely. There's inertia, so you can't change direction real quickly. You have to, you know, give it a little time. So yeah, that's a good strategy. I've used that before. Yeah. I haven't gotten super far on this game. I'm not great at it. I think, like most games, you know, from around 82 or later, it tends to be harder than some of the, you know, golden era classics. I feel like it suffers a little for that. Maybe it would be nice if it was a little bit easier than it actually is.
Yeah, that's the problem, is they start adding more and more things, and then suddenly the gameplay is a lot more than it should be, I think.
Well, I feel like...
But that one, it is pretty simple, though. It's a really simple concept. It's just...
Yeah, that's what I like about it, is that for the era, the initial concept is very easy to grasp. And I would say the bulk of it, you know, certain things like you can back up but you can't jump are a little surprising, but very easy to grasp as soon as you run into them. And then as you get onto higher levels, then it adds some complexities. And so, like, Blueprint is from the same era, you know, Bally Midway, and it's so completely fucking insane from the moment you hit start.
Yeah.
It's very hard to figure out the game just because it's all thrown at you at once. And so I really appreciate the way that they kind of lay out the basics and then build on it in later levels so you have some framework for your expectations, and then you can say, oh, now there's this other shit coming up behind me super fast and I have to deal with that. So I feel like they really nailed the curve as you go from one level to another.
And the first stage is pretty difficult to the point where if you get through it, you're like, felt like you really accomplished something. You're like, I made it through the first stage. This is great.
Yeah. And then you look at the bonus and you're like, oh, I got no bonus. And like, people clear this shit in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
How you ever cleared that it in 20 happen? Seconds?
Nope.
Apparently, if you clear the first four stages in less than 20 seconds, Pengo shows up. Is that correct, Brandon, that you found on the
under a minute each. Under first four rounds each. In the minute. Under a minute. He'll appear in the water.
I've never seen that.
Riding a surfboard.
Well, wow.
That sounds
cool. We should do that. Awesome. We should try to do it after this.
It's all out MAME.
So should we talk about our scores?
Yep. So let's
I wonder
see.
Who got first.
Pingo.
So in fourth place is Jordan with 5,920 points. In third place is Brian with 6,270. Woo! Number two is Brandon at 18,470.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. And I took the number one spot on this game with 30,400.
Jesus, was that, wow. That was 30?
30,000.
Wow.
What stage did you get to? Do you remember?
I was on the third stage.
Wow. I don't think I've gotten past the second stage on this one.
Does this game have a kill screen?
I don't know. I don't think it does.
That was after the era where they were skimping on hardware.
It has a shitload of boards, though. There's a YouTube video, and there's like, you know, 70, 90, something like that. Damn. Some like,
just
couldn't ridiculous number of boards.
There'd be any much variety in it that it would really, I'd really care about.
So it's kind of interesting how they do the boards, because it's all done in, I think, like roughly screen size segments. So every like bit of the maze gets reused and it connects up to another one. So they actually, you know, you'll see later levels and they have bits and pieces of the earlier ones that you've done. And then they kind of mix it up that way. So it's not, you know, random or generative, but they take different parts of the levels and reuse them.
Does it ever go down? Are you ever traveling down the screen in any of the later levels? Or is it just...
You mean, like, does the direction of the scrolling reverse?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
That sucks. Fuck this game.
No, the up and down is because you jump. I think that's you're jumping up and then you come down.
Yeah, well, I mean, like there's also, you know, you go up
lazy title
and
choice.
Then down some.
Oh, okay.
It's lazy title
but
choice.
But if it's scrolled up and scrolled down, that could add another, you know.
If you go backwards, it scrolls backwards, but yeah.
Okay. They say it's a dune buggy
yeah.
that resembles a Volkswagen Beetle. So.
The title is one of the worst parts about this game because everyone automatically assumes you're talking about bump and jump instead of up and down.
I almost said bump and jump
when I first
got this game. And I was like,
yeah, I don't care.
I was like, I love bump and jump. That's great.
I think
I don't care about bump and jump.
Bump and jump's actually, I think, better than this.
Bump and jump was very popular in the arcade.
Yeah, I played it.
Yeah, I played it too.
I played this.
When Ian got this, I thought he was talking about bump and jump.
Yeah, everyone
we all did.
Yeah.
I was excited when I was coming here tonight that we're going to play Bump and Jump. We sat here the last couple of weeks to record.
I was playing the game. I thought I was playing Bump and Jump.
Yeah.
You're bumping and jumping.
Yeah.
If you bump, then you die, though.
So yeah, there's
it's true.
No bumping.
But you do on Bump and Jump, you do jump on the cars.
Is it the same thing if you jump on cars and bump and jump?
But you can also bump them, so it's different than this one.
Not really much to say. I mean, you collect flags, right? So what's the flags?
10 of them, different colors.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you were saying that the colors will appear more than once on the level. So if you see one at a dead end, you can kind of leave it alone and pick it up on the next go around.
It's not in the same spot when you go around, right?
No, they're all in the same spot. And there are patterns you can use for this game that I haven't bothered to actually learn. But yeah, the certain flags, I don't think every flag is repeated, but there's more than 10 flags on the level, so you can pick up the different colored flags and different parts of it. So when Brandon was playing, he like went onto a dead end and then reversed super far back. You got extremely lucky that you didn't get destroyed in doing that. But you don't have to do that. You know, I never do that. You don't have to. I mean, maybe if it was the very last one I had to collect, I would go pull it.
You're saying you would save that one for last, then the level would stop.
If that was the only one, I would do that. Yeah, and then the level would stop. But that... You were after the blue flag on the second level, and there's more than one blue flag, so I wouldn't have gone for that one.
I think I just went that way, and I was surprised that it was a dead end, because you can't tell it's a dead end when you pick that path.
Yeah, so you can jump off of that back onto the road.
Bullshit. I don't know. I didn't see it jump.
We're stopping the show. We're going to try it.
It seemed like the road was going kind of off straight. Yeah, and there's not enough.
You can still, if you time it right, you can jump onto the road, and then you just immediately turn whatever direction the road is going.
I think I tried that earlier.
Can you turn in the air?
No. Okay. No, you know, like the maze game, or like Brandon was saying, you're committed. Once you jump, you're jumping. Yeah, right. You can change how fast you're going. So you can accelerate or decelerate while you're in the air. Mm. And you can use that.
I don't think I knew that.
You can do that.
When you land, you're virtually stopped instead of hauling ass.
Yeah, you know, if you're jumping if you're not right on target, you can kind of adjust a little bit that way. If you're going onto a road
like if a guy speeds below you.
I saw some funkiness in some of your jumps. So you look like there was some little extra maneuvering going on there. I think he was cheating.
By knowing how to play the game.
I'm going to flip this fucking cocktail upside down.
Good luck.
That looks like the secrets of the game right there are all in the jumping, I think.
Yeah, it's once you play it.
Which I did none of. I just ran into things.
Yes, you did do that.
Yeah, so if you don't get a flag, it's still in the same spot.
Yep.
It's not randomized on the next go
around. And we should say this track, it isn't like it has a beginning and an end. It's like a...
Yeah, it loops.
It's like a loop, yeah. It's like a cylinder, and you're just like seeing a piece of it at a time.
It's like an old spinning around. It's like an EM game.
Yeah.
Cruel. It's cruel. It's cruel to the speed buggy that you're stuck in this never-ending fishbowl.
But you know, you're like, oh, I lost that blue flag on the left. I know in a little bit I'm going to have to stay on the left, and I'll get that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, I guess as far as we got, there's cars that also carry flags. So instead of getting the flag in a stationary spot where it's always at, the colors of the flag will randomly appear on a certain car, and if you jump on them... You'll capture that flag.
Yeah, there's a couple special enemies. So there's normally, on the first level, there are jeeps. And then as you saw, if you don't go fast enough, then these vans come around going super fast and try to fucking kill you.
Speed it up, buddy.
On the second level, there are what look like snowplows. I'm not really sure if they're snowplows, but that's what they look like.
There's no snow.
And there are some cop cars that look basically like the jeeps. And then there's...
The snowplow almost seemed like you could drive up on it. Like it was a ramp and it was okay to like drive on.
No, they just killed you.
Okay.
That's why you died.
Yeah. they also have... I'm calling them skates. I don't know if any of this is actually like the actual thing.
It does kind of look like that.
But they look kind of like a skate and they have a flag on them. So if you jump on those, then you can collect that flag. It can be... Yeah, sometimes you end up chasing them down and then dying because you're chasing them down. And they're really hard to actually collect. So I don't usually pursue those because it's difficult to grab those. And then I think on the third level, they have the rockets. So the rockets come up at you from behind and they can go faster than you can. So the ones with that drop the balloons, right?
Mm.
They come up from behind you and you gotta jump over them or jump on them. And those are pretty difficult. You know, the other enemies, they can't go faster than you can and they're going the same direction. So you can land on them pretty easily, but these are a lot harder to deal with.
So they're rockets, but they're going on the road.
Yeah. They're rockets that turn every time the road turns.
I gotta say that one of my most, I think, biggest pet peeves on arcade games is the fucking soundtracks, and this one sucks.
I love the soundtrack on this game.
It's just ever repeating, and then you get some relief. If you're actually good at the game, you get relief. It's like relaxing when it's like, it tells you what your score is and like how fast you did the level.
Four notes over and over. And then there's another line that comes in and plays over the top.
It's not as good as Xevious.
It's like two separate lines, you know, that someone could do on a piano.
It's like close to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's okay. It fits the game.
Like there's some fucker in there playing a piano, like going crazy, just turning into people.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this is some of the nice things about it being 82 or whatever is 83.
Yeah, 83.
Is that it's got nice bright graphics. You know, the whole screen is filled
big
up.
Big sprites.
You know, good, yeah, decent looking sprites.
10 pretty... colors for the 10 different flags.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 colors.
You know, it's pretty good.
Sell yeah, that fucking game, 10 colors.
Good graphics for the era.
At least 10 colors. It's probably more, but
yeah.
Yeah. There's plenty of classic games that don't have 10 colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Space
especially the black and white ones.
So are we going to commit to will be a gameplay video of our progress?
Yeah, so I think we're going to start recording the game of the episode just to we were thinking that sometimes some of the conversation's lost when we play games, and though I don't think we talked that much this time because we were too busy.
We were on camera.
Because we've never played this game as much as we have the other games, so we're trying to do good this time.
I wasn't.
And it shows.
Check the website to see Jordan's terrible performance.
But you got first place last time, so it's not like you were in a rut or anything, right?
That's right. That's right. I think I had a better game at Up and Down as well, but that was my worst game to record.
No.
Of Up and Down.
Oh.
Of Up and
Down. Yeah, of the two you played.
That's right.
Well, as far as scores are concerned, do any of you guys have aspirations on any of your games to achieve a certain score and want to go on record right now and try to achieve that score and give us updates in upcoming episodes? Speak now.
Ian wants to see the Pingo on the surfboard. On
yeah, that's a good one.
I do want to see that, but, you know, I do have a couple personal goals for my high scores, and I will commit to, I want to get 250,000 points on Ms. Pac-Man. That's something that I've been wanting to do for a while.
Where are you at right now at Ms. Pac?
I have gotten into the low 200s.
All right.
So it's definitely a...
And this is the
attainable.
The slow version?
No, fuck that.
no time for that.
Yeah, I got shit to do.
Well, so then, I know for me, I want to hit a million on Robotron.
Yeah.
I think my best is just around 800,000. And yeah, that's one I'm always shooting for. So I'll give you guys updates. Don't expect anytime soon, but keep your fingers crossed for me.
No. Because I want to get a million on Robotron. So.
Yeah, I'll battle you. Which one of us can do it first? But I have the actual game in my house and yours is not working yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
I'll just play it on my computer.
Play it on the same computer.
Hook up two keyboards, two D-pads.
Yeah. What about you, Jordan?
No.
You fucker.
Yours are all set up easy, so it should be no problem.
You got Five Guys on Burgers and Fries.
God, I want Five Guys now.
I'll have to think about this
one. Maybe get to the top of an ice cold beer.
Okay, that sounds good.
There you go.
So where are you at now, though? So
9.
And what's the max to get to
10?
10. Oh,
yep.
Wow,
that sounds easy.
that's like being at like 900,000 on Robotron to get to million, right? No,
that's what you get.
Yeah,
that's all I got to offer.
Yeah.
I haven't played in a long time. I could probably play it right now and get to 4. So it's like I'm starting all over.
Do you have a pattern when you play that?
Yeah, you always go the same ways.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, otherwise, you die.
There's multiple ways.
There are multiple ways.
But,
I mean,
yeah,
on the low,
like an easy way.
On the lower the holes, ways. Yeah. There's.
But you're.
Yeah, there's a couple different ways you can go usually.
Your mind.
And people don't always play the same. So.
Yeah, I mean.
Yep, there are different ways.
Because you could go too far in one of the sticks, and then you'll have to go.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain ones where you leave a stick on the end and then bring it over. But for most holes, you never want the stick. You never want the ball. On the end. You never want the ball stationary. You want it to be free floating somewhere in the middle of the stick. You don't want to just...
Go on.
Yeah, please.
So you want to have lots of options with the ball.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Be able to put it where you want it. Yeah. Not be stuck over there in the corner or something. So if nobody's played Ice Cold Beer, they don't know what we're talking about. But
yeah, look it up. It's a great game.
It is a great game.
Oh, God, I want one.
Or
I
like Zeke's Peak.
Do you?
Zeke's Peak.
I do.
Is
like
yeah.
Ice Cold
the real shit, yeah.
It is pretty fun.
I think I first played it is Zeke's Peak at California Extreme. Or maybe I don't know if I actually played it in the arcade. I think
it's an EM game, man.
I never played in the arcade. I didn't know anything about it until I started collecting games and people, Ice Cold Beer. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's a gateway game.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you're on shit hot meth.
I wouldn't recommend. I'm pretty sure this is probably a bad game.
But, so what about you, Brandon?
Yeah. Well, I do definitely want to get a million on Robotron because it always seems so close, you know.
It always seems very attainable.
Yeah, until and I think it is. Dead. It's just, I always seem to top out. I think we're almost similar in scores. I guess since I only have one game that's actually working.
Don't you have two games that work?
Yeah, I guess I have two. Actually, I have 17 games that work because
Nest
I have
doesn't the, count.
Well, I have the multi-cubert, or is that 8-in-1?
Oh.
I don't know what it is.
You play cubes?
Yeah, cubes. I was thinking 100k on a cubert, which I don't know if that's like way past what I can even get.
What's your best?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Right, so you maybe just set yourself for something really
easy. It could be like 10 years from now. It could be like, didn't do it. I think I'm like 20 or 30,000, I think. Or that could be cubes. I'm not sure.
Do you get to where if you turn the colors too many times, they go back to a fucked up color?
Really? Nope. Yeah. I guess okay. I'm not close then.
I get that far at least.
You do?
Yeah.
Is that where's that at then?
Shit. It's been a while. I don't know. Level. Is every screen a level or is every couple screens a level?
I think it's every screen.
You know, it has that sound. Yeah, I know. Yeah, and then it tells you what level. I'm almost thinking you got to go like two screens for. I don't know. Maybe it's 8 screens in or something.
Because
you get where you just turn it one color and then you got to turn it two colors.
Yeah.
And then you got to turn it two colors, but if you turn it three colors, then you got to go back.
So what you're saying is it should be, maybe it should go 50K on Qbert.
I know.
I'll try for 50 on Qbert, and whenever I'm at Brian's house, try to get a million on Robotron or Jordan's. Yeah.
Jordan's is set too easy. You'd have to
Mine's easy. It's 5 minutes.
And I don't think I've got 2 million on yours, though.
I've been to like 900 something. I never got a million on mine when I used to play. Now I probably couldn't get 300,000.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I've.
What games do you play?
Ice Cold Beer.
I go over Richards and play pinball nowadays.
Fucking pinball. Yeah, it sucks because you always want to get like the million point game, right? Like that's like the funnest score to get. I think
on it's inflated scoring.
Depends on
doesn't
the game.
Count. It's like $100,000, $100,000 on any other game.
Okay, like Asteroids, $100,000 I think is pretty.
That's really good.
Decent to get.
Well, yeah, and that's where it rolls over.
Mm-hmm. So. I think
to get
the best.
$20,000 on
Asteroids. What? That's it?
On original Asteroids? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Dang.
Well, there's your fucking goal.
I don't have Asteroids anymore.
Yeah.
Well, there's your problem.
Sold it before.
I played Tron the other night. Last weekend. Yep.
Oh, with the Marquee fiasco.
That's right.
Can we talk about that real quick?
Sure. I also had to change the black light bulb, so you know.
Was it toast?
It didn't work anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, it burned out. So
it's
rare. It's
because after it's been in your house, I mean.
Yeah, usually you think that maybe it had never been changed when I bought it.
Maybe.
You know, I'm not going to change it just because it hasn't been changed. But so I had, I was picking up some art from this old game, and I picked up Chiller art. That's what I wanted, and I got that.
Mm.
And then I picked up a, just kind of on a whim, I picked up a Flynn. No, not
Encom.
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 Encom. Tron Marquee, kind of a fantasy art deal. I thought, oh, that's cool. You know, my Tron Marquee doesn't look that great. It's got some, you know, dings and stuff. Typical Midway fall apart Marquee, where all the shit wants to fall off the back of the glass. And so I thought, oh, well, look at that nice new Marquee. That's cool. I always like the look of Tron. It's a nice game, and my Marquee's always kind of bugged me a little bit. So I bought this, and if any of you guys follow us on Instagram, you saw that I posted the two pictures of the difference. And, you know, being like a fantasy Marquee, it's not exactly like the other one. And so that just had me, like, messing with my Tron. So I put the Encom Marquee on, and I was like, oh, it doesn't look quite right to me. And then I took pictures of both. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're way different. Not way different, but just kind of, you know, one has more color. Yeah,
one says Encom.
One says Encom. Mm-hmm. One says Bally Midway, like Bally Total Fitness.
Yeah.
And
Scrotal Fitness.
Anyhow, the Encom Marquee turned into a wall hanger, and my original Marquee went back on there.
It's a $200 wall hanger.
I have these lights that I got from IKEA that have like these glass panels over them. And so I just pull out one of those glass panels and I bend the things around. And I can stick a Marquee in there, so they look cool.
I would like to say that you chose wisely.
I chose the OEM one. Yeah. Well, I knew it as soon as I put the new one on. I said, no, that's not right.
It just looks so much better with the color, man.
It's weird how the Tron, the Repro, is
it's
black
just
and white.
Black and white, and Tron wasn't black and white. It's like blue and red gradient to white. But anyhow, I mean, I like them both. They're fine, and I've got another nice wall light. My other wall light is Quantum. It's a Quantum Repro Marquee because I got a real one. It's a little dinged up, and that went in my game. So I got some nice wall lights, Quantum and Tron. But anyhow, so I played the game. Yeah, it's a fun game. It's good. I got a nice monitor in there. It's a good game.
Yeah, you do have... All your monitors are nice now.
I try to be.
Yeah.
Not Tempest.
Yeah, Tempest is fucking
a little
nasty.
I got more. Nasty. I got another monitor, too, I can put in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do it. Yeah, I think...
a lot of work.
I don't know. I appreciate all the repro, or like the...
The fantasy.
The fan stuff's cool because, you know, it's just different. But when you compare it to the classic, sometimes it's just, there's no contest.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
There's some good ones that are better.
What do you like? Do you like the swearing Qbert better than the real Qbert?
Yeah, I think it's better.
You have the swearing one.
But
on
that's not a fantasy art, though.
But that was a real.
Was that, yeah, mm-hmm. That's a repro. Yeah. Was that early? Did they change it?
That was pre production, I think, when they were testing the game. And
they're like, what the fuck? We can't have a game without a name on
it. You can't associate,
idiots.
Like, let's go play this game. Yeah. And they're like, what game? Game like the fucking game with all the squigglies
question
and
mark,
symbols and shit.
Pound sign, exclamation point,
ampersand, yeah. Or whatever. Yeah.
It wasn't. It's not even really an at sign. It's like a. It's like a swirl, like a little, you know, spiral.
I like the swearing.
Hashtag Qbert art.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think you made a good choice. So are you going to source an actual reproduction of the original art, or are you just going to not worry about it?
No, I gave up.
That was a lot of work for just giving up.
I just put my fire. Oh, no, it was a good, you know, 10 minutes, if that. It was more work changing out the black light bulb, because you have to take...
There's the front one, or...
The front one. No, the one by your hand. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The purple
above
one.
The CP kind of...
Yeah, yeah. There's like, probably like eight nuts and bolts or screws, and the control panel has to come out. And yeah, it's a bit of work.
What a hassle.
Just shouldn't buy that game.
More people put money into the artwork and the look of that game than they do playing it, I'm guessing.
Probably anything else, yep. Yeah.
Well, it does. It's an amazing looking cabinet, but God, it sucks to move, and I just don't like the game.
There's four tube lights in there. There's a white black light in the very
black
front,
light.
A blue black light
black
by
light
your hands.
Blue.
There's another light
behind
the picture thing. And
what is it called again? The MCP cone thing?
Yeah. Yeah,
and then the marquee.
And then the marquee. It's a lot of lights in just one upright.
That's a power-hungry son of a bitch.
Well, then you got the electroluminescent T-molding.
Oh, yeah. And the coin the coin reject lights.
Yeah.
And you got
those lights.
Yeah. You got to paint your coin door blue.
You should probably,
oh, yeah.
You should probably put some neon underneath it, too.
Oh, yeah,
ooh,
definitely.
Get extended leg leveler so you can really...
So you can see the
like
white, Teflon's glowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the
Yeah, there you go. Really good.
Nice
that
kicks
glow.
On your Tron, buddy.
Yep.
A little projector on the back.
There you go.
The fucking, yeah.
Play the movie through the fucking...
Just like the shining light to the heavens, like in the film. You know,
yeah, like a searchlight. Put a searchlight on the top.
Yeah.
Put a fucking, like, five lava lamps on the sides.
Yeah. That MCP cone, it should be like a lava lamp.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Oh, I just thought of a mod. I can't talk about it now. I gotta sell it. That'd be cool, though, if you had alternating lights, kind of, so it looks like it's spinning or flashing.
Mm, there you go.
You know, kind of like a tubing, like the waterfall, how it's moving, you know, have like
the motion there, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know how they have the Tron video game mod for the Tron pinball? Maybe you need the Tron pinball with mini Tron
the
video.
Pinball
the video
floating
game.
In this, the fucking bezel.
Just screw that shit into the fucking inside.
Or just put, pinballs on the bezel. Just tape them to the sides.
Yeah. The way some people are, like, blinging out their video games, like the pin guys with no taste, bling their pins out.
You mean vids? You're saying pinball guys that bling their vids out.
Right. What I'm saying is that, like, it's been going on for a long time with the video game, or with the pinballs, but I feel like it's moving into the video game era.
Yeah.
And, like, Tron or Area, not Era, but Tron is, like, the most blingable game, because it's already pretty blingy.
Yeah. I think it's fun to add some, it'd be fun to add some more function to games through, like, the bezels, kind of like the old black and white games.
Yeah,
like
I'd be way
like too... your Gorf...
Yeah.
Cabaret.
Yep.
The upright has.
I wish it had. I wish the cabaret had that.
So like you know.
The rank lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that stuff. Lunar Lander. It's a cool thing about Lunar Lander. It's got the lights.
Oh yeah,
the
selector things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Space Encounters, how the whole bezel kind of lights up red. I like that a lot. Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool.
I would fucking bling that out with a fucking strobe, man. Just fucking
just blinding.
The whole time.
We just need to add strobes to video games, I think. For certain levels, reprogram them, and like, oh, here, you made it to this level. Guess what? You get to be blinded.
We're like the translucent buttons can look cool, but I mean, sometimes it
you just got to be tasteful, and fucking ELT molding is not.
It's not. And it's kind of funny, too, because there's a lot of momentum behind that Enclave, and then it just kind of like died out.
Good.
I know. I'm just saying, like, it.
Jesus.
Just colored molding can sometimes look terrible.
I agree.
I totally agree with that.
Like, just leave it. Leave it like it is.
Unless it's 720, like right? Chrome.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because it's on the top. It's not the whole. If it's the whole game, it would be too much. It's just on the top with the boombox. So.
Yeah. It looks like a poker game if you have like chrome or
gold. Eight liner.
Yeah.
Cherry Master.
The magic should be on the screen, not all over the cabinet. That's kind of what I think.
Well, yeah, the artwork is supposed to draw you to the game.
There you go.
And then once you're playing the game, fuck the rest.
Yeah,
you're staring at the screen.
Not
so.
Be a distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why Tron originally goes for so much money, because it's such a visual cabinet and there's so much going on visually that just looking at it is striking. And so
not playing it, though?
Well, I mean, the gameplay's fine, but I think it's like, look at all you get for this amount of money that you're paying. You get all this lights.
You get more expensive power.
Yeah, like it's huge, and you get all these lights, and there's a picture in the background, and it's great.
I had a casual in my game room once. The game that blew him away out of all of them, Asteroids Deluxe.
Oh,
This is the coolest game.
It is fucking, it's amazing. It's one of the best with the mirror setup.
Yeah, with the black light mirror and the 3D rocks around the side. Yeah, he said, this is the coolest game you own.
This is the coolest. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. I mean, your opinion
it's
matters.
It's pretty good. Well, is that the one game you have that's not? Set super easy because you have the original
that is
hard
fucking
ROMs.
Hard.
I have
balls.
I have the hard ROMs in it.
I've never played it once, and I was like, "Fuck, I'm dead."
But I think I give you five ships. I think I give you five guys burgers.
So you just five burgers.
But yeah, they're the hard ones.
I just wish they had made more sense. Like it shows the ship that you're supposed to be, I guess, as you're playing it. I mean. But
that's
the asteroid portion looks fucking awesome.
That's your buddy. He's coming to help
you
out.
That's your wingman. It's fucking Goose.
He'll be there any minute. Just keep playing.
Oh, shit. You have a set of
He's going to swing around.
Yeah.
Actually, I have an empty Asteroids Deluxe mini cabinet that I was thinking of trying to replicate that on.
Oh, that'd be cool.
For the hell of it.
So you'd have to put the monitor
down inside of it.
Yeah.
So
I think it would fit.
Wish there's room.
Yeah.
Then you need a mirror. Basically, at almost the same angle as the whole 45 degrees or so.
Yeah, I think it's doable.
That'd be cool.
I don't know, like, the fitting the backdrop in is the major question mark for me, maybe.
That'd be cool because it'd be like I think the effect might actually be cool.
On a mini.
Yeah,
because like adding depth to a little machine.
Yeah. And, like, you're looking kind of down into it, and most of obviously the uprights are kind of, it doesn't look like you're into it, I guess.
Maybe someday.
Just like the Major Havoc Cabaret. Maybe someday.
Well, I don't know.
Probably not anymore.
Yeah, I think I'm off it since I got the real shit.
So much for Cabaret Kingdom.
Well, I don't know. Find me another amp and I'll think about it.
You want to give us an update on the Major Havoc build?
Nope.
Jeez.
Okay. Come out to Richards tomorrow. It's control panel's getting redone.
It's like done pretty much. Mm-hmm.
It's close. It's
definitely a lot better than it was.
Yeah.
Major traffic.
Low bar to glitter.
Becomes
I
don't
like the glitter, dude.
I'm going to fix that. I'm going to re-glitter it.
So, I worked on a whole bunch of video game stuff. I've been really living the video game life lately.
Yeah.
I've been working on a, what did I do? Did I put the new Donkey Kong thing in the Donkey Kong?
Did you?
Did I talk about that last time?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You just said like, your other game is pretty good, but you never talked about how you actually bought it and installed it. You always just say, oh, yeah, this game is fucking awesome.
You got it off the internet.
You buy it off the internet and you plug it in. It was sweet.
Jumpman?
What is it called?
D2K. Jumpman Returns?
No.
DK Remix.
Remix. I guess
I haven't played that.
Yeah.
Is that by the same guy?
I don't think so.
This one was
the Jeff guy from Jeff's ROM Hacks, or he did the.
He's the guy that did the DQK.
I think these guys were Mamers first who put this together, and then somebody like said, "Hey, put that in an arcade game." You know, I think they were Mamers who worked on the ROM originally.
Mamers.
Oh, I think it's been around for a couple years or something.
And how is it?
It's cool. It's a good kit. You can ignore the extra stuff if you want, or you can play it. It's new screens to Donkey Kong. It's not just Donkey Kong Extra Hard. There's screens that have like extra girder levels. It's fun. I totally recommend, if you're getting bored with Donkey Kong, try the Donkey Kong remix.
How does it compare to D2K?
Way better. D2K, really? Yeah, I played that once and never wanted to play it again. It's just really freaking hard. This actually is interesting, you know.
It's not
impossible to play.
So when you boot it up, you can play...
You can set it however you want. It's got a menu, you know, where you can go in. And you can just boot to straight Donkey Kong or the remix. And I think there's, you know, you hold down player one, player two, and you can switch games.
So it's just completely different from the get-go? There's no original levels?
No original screens. They're all different. It's all remixed.
No HD graphics?
No HD. Yeah. And then so I started working on my 20EZ monitor, and it's always had low B plus, so it has a little wave to it ever since I've owned it. I mean, I capped it a long time ago. And so I thought, I've changed some big filter cap once, and that didn't fix it. And I put it all back together. I said, I hate this monitor, you know. Put it back and whatever. And then we were planning on having Chuck that we had on the game. Chuck and Toby were going to do a repair.
On the show.
Party. On the show. I say on the game.
This is the game. Only game in town.
So they were like, hey, we're going to order a bunch of parts and repair games. You guys need anything? I'm ordering from this guy and that guy. And I thought, oh, I'll get some more parts and try to repair the B plus on my 20EZ. So
was it easy?
It was not easy. It sucks. if you ever worked on those monitors before, it takes like a half hour the first time to get the chassis out before you remember all the stupid little plugs that they have, and the two plugs that look exactly the same and can plug in the same places but wrong.
That's
and,
your problem right there.
Yeah, no, it'll blow your shit up if you plug those in different. So luckily they're marked, they're JB and JC, so you don't plug them in the wrong spot if you look at the worn out 35-year-old black marker on the side of them or whatever it is. silkscreen OEM. But so I worked on this monitor, and I bought a B plus repair kit, and it didn't work. So anyhow, yeah, 0 of 5 stars. Did not work as.
Do you want your money back?
Yeah, I want my money back. Yeah.
And somebody to put back your old caps.
That's right. No, I didn't have to change caps. I did those a long time ago. But I did pull every freaking cap and every resistor in that whole B plus section and tested them all out of the board. You know, made sure everything was right, and it all is. So. I don't know. I'm going to change the flyback now. Evidently, that can cause the problem.
So is it the same result now? Is anything better about it?
Or no, nothing changed. It's all
so it's exactly the same.
100% the same.
Just fresh caps?
No, I didn't do caps. I did a B-plus repair kit, which is this stupid chip that looks sideways. It's a custom chip that you can't test. There's a voltage limiter. There's a voltage limiter, which is like a big transistor.
Yeah.
And then there's the pot. So those three parts. And then there's some fuses and stuff, but I never blew any fuses, so I didn't need to change those because I didn't fuck it up.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. So I worked on that a whole bunch and got nowhere. So.
Fuck Nintendo games.
I know. Those monitors are lame. But now I can get the chassis out pretty quick. I just don't really put it back together properly.
That's just buy a
I have an extra inverter if you want to put a real monitor in there.
Oh.
Geo7.
Yeah.
No, I said a real monitor.
Now I'll put a flyback in it, and if that doesn't fix it, I'll just put it back the way it was. I mean, I've had it like that for years. I don't care. I don't play the thing.
But you bought Remix. What made you buy the Remix?
Oh, maybe it would make me play the game. I don't know.
Will it?
Yeah.
No, I played it once.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's
so
it.
So you've never played the Remix again?
No, then I started tearing
it apart. Have you seen all the boards on it?
No.
Well, you have to keep going.
God. Yeah.
You should have this one as your high school game.
If I had your setup, I think I'd at least been there a couple times a week.
All right.
The pressure's on.
Yeah.
like the stunts.
No, I started tearing it apart, you know, to fix the monitor. That's fair. It gave me interest in the game. I wanted to play
it. You did a lot. You've done a lot.
I've done a lot, yeah.
You also did, speaking of art, Chiller.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I haven't put that all together yet. I just put the marquee in. That's not that much.
Yeah.
I just spent money. That's easy to do.
A couple screws, though. That's a lot of work.
You know what?
Yeah, always with the marquees.
There was more work involved because, you know, they make them in glass or plastic.
Oh, shit.
And naturally, I was like, hey, I want glass. You know, glass is better than plastic. Plastic gets all scratched up. But the thing is, the original Exidy stuff is plastic. So I went to put the marquee in, and the gap that it sits in isn't wide enough for the glass.
So I had to
fuck with the speaker panel down below that that creates the groove for this marquee. So it's almost
like
a
T-molding channel. You have to like route more, right?
Yeah. Well,
file.
I had to change the where it's all bolted together. I had to elongate the holes a little bit so I could pull it out and get the.
I'm gonna sell a kit for you just for that part to fix that.
So anyhow, so it's got
to get a new top with custom drill screw locations.
So it's got a glass marquee in it now, which is sweet. Better.
Yeah. That seems pretty popular now. Where there's OEM was Plexi, and there's a glass option now.
I didn't even think about it. Kendra was like, you want glass or Plexi? And I'm like, well, it says glass on your website.
It's like you're at fucking Safeway, paper or plastic. Can't do that anymore.
Don't be ripping me off. Give me some shit Plexi. You know, I want glass.
Shit Plexi. It's OEM.
And then I get home and it's like, oh, well, it's supposed to be Plexi.
Well, is it screened?
I don't know.
I think it's reverse printed.
That's probably why it can be glass or Plexi.
You could screen print both, no problem.
Yeah.
But
I think it's reverse printed and stuck on.
Yeah.
Well, do you have... Oh, wait, you don't have the original. You have the original marquees that screened? You don't even know, right? It's full of mold.
Yeah. No, it didn't come out of Chuck Apple's basement.
It'll be plastic, though, right?
Call Dr. Mold. Yeah. I think that... If the game came with Plexi, that I would always go with Plexi.
You would keep it Plexi.
Unless it's a bezel. I don't think.
I probably.
But I also don't think that there was ever any Plexi.
A bunch of the Atari cabarets, my Asteroids Deluxe and Missile Command and Battlezone all have Plex bezels, but they're not printed. They're just blank.
Yeah. I think in that case, it doesn't matter. But when it comes to artwork, then I think it's a pain in the ass. I mean, that goes back to the whole repro artwork thing.
Yeah,
I don't think
fake bullshit.
I don't think glass really looks that much better. I mean,
I guess you just want it because it's going
to
last longer.
It's just easier to clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks better
without scratching.
They look the same when you put them on. It's how does it look a year later?
Yeah, don't fucking touch it.
And maybe for fading as well, because if you have a Plexi, it's liable to fade more than
you'd a fucking
glass one.
I don't know.
No.
That paper boy had that Plexi.
Your paper boy was probably in an arcade.
Oh, that's the translight itself turns yellow.
Yeah.
That's different really because bad. It's
because that's a translight behind Plexi or behind glass.
That's true.
Yeah. That material always looks like shit.
Yeah.
It pretty much always turns yellow. Atari had some like super
every
turn yellow shit going on in
Major Havoc.
Major Havoc.
All the System 2 games.
Yeah.
All the System 1 games.
Tetris.
Yeah, all the System 1 games as well. Yep. They all turned yellow. The control panels, 720.
Shitty plastic.
Yeah, they had like bought that shit in bulk.
Yeah, so I was gonna go for the glass
on what?
On Paperboy.
I don't.
And so it makes me rethink it because of what you're talking about.
Oh,
not fitting.
If you run into where it doesn't fit, I don't know.
No, I'm sure. There's no. I don't think he. I don't want to speak for this whole game, but I'm wondering if he just has a certain stock of glass width and.
Yeah.
Well, he has to cut it, though, for size.
Thickness,
so you think he would...
Well, it's the thickness.
Yeah, it's the thickness of it to go into the slots.
Yeah, it can't be too thin, you know, or else it's going to shatter.
Yeah, I guess that would be tough to have all those widths in stock, so could probably understand that, but...
I think it's just the glass is always going to be thicker than Plex.
No.
Some are thick Plexi, huh?
You can't buy
that thin a glass.
Yeah, you can.
Sure, you
can. Just
get
my
1930s
house.
It just breaks. Yeah, you don't have that for marquees.
Yeah, you want...
You have your standard, midway thickness, Atari thickness,
whatever that is.
New
Translight
looks
good.
It's like an eighth inch or something.
I think, it won't last long, but, maybe if you put an LED behind it instead of fluorescent light.
Yeah, but I probably won't do that.
Just put a diffuser in front of it, then you won't have shitty hotspots.
Could do that.
Black light. Do black light.
You need a paperboy translight? I might have one.
Yeah, I do. All
right.
Hook me up, Jordan.
There's probably one nailed to my wall downstairs. I think there is. Something. Yeah, you should look
Isn't
at it.
Isn't it broken, though?
Is it?
No, is it less broken than
it's
what
a
you have?
It's a translite, though. It can't break.
Can I have the old one?
It's flexible.
Just to have it
the as mine's a... broken. Deep.
Can I have the old one? When you
shatter...
Yeah, they're like...
It's got a crack in and it's taped.
Oh. Can I have the old one?
Huh.
I'm going to put it...
Well, now you got me thinking, why do I have two or three? You know, I put a good one in when I had a paperboy, and it was probably for a reason. There's probably something wrong with mine.
No, you didn't swap it out before you traded?
No.
Paperboy.
Did not.
Slacker.
So have you done any other work, Jordan, for your updates?
I kind of think I have, but I can't think of what it was. I don't know. I fixed pole position. We already talked about that last time, I think.
I don't think you did.
I think we did. Anyhow, little battery corrosion rearing its ugly head.
Is that what it was?
Yep. It was just a resistor that was all rotted out. Yep. And
how many times did you go down to the Barthcade in the last week?
Oh, I was there tonight to grab the ship for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. That
oh, yeah. And don't you go down there to do laundry? You're down there every night? you could go down and play. Do you ever turn on the pinball, though, like world soccer?
Yeah, I had. I played a little bit this weekend, I think. Yep. Okay. Well, I was working on that 20 easy. Not this week, though.
Since we're having our cold weather snap here, we're kind of snowed in the last couple days.
Yeah, we had an ice storm. Everything's covered in ice.
I had to put the fucking Prius in power mode to get here tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
I always find it fun to be able to just be in your house, warm in your house, and playing your games when it's super cold and shitty outside.
Except for when they're in the garage.
Except for when they're in the garage, then you're out of luck. But yeah, I don't know. That's just an observation from the past couple days.
Yeah, it's nice. My games.
Oh, shit. That reminds me. Put the Megatouch in the garage.
Uh-oh.
I need to move it back inside. I at least could play a naked photo hunt.
Yeah. Got to play something inside.
So you were in the garage last night working on the Robotron.
Yeah, I think it was like 35. I think it was like 35 degrees in there, maybe.
Yeah, snowing. 40.
It was snowing inside the garage. I had a snow machine in there just to...
If you follow our Instagram account, you saw Brandon's ice cold beer.
Yeah, I have an ice cold beer too. There's only one level though. What?
That looked great. I would have drank the shit out of that.
Oh, that frozen beer.
I had like one of those jeweler screwdrivers, and I had to fucking knock. I had to fucking hack the top off. There's like a quarter inch of ice on top.
Shizzle
of it.
In.
Yeah, it's good. That was my night.
So did you find anything out?
I don't know. It was that the MPU. The MPU board is just hosed on Robotron. It displays nothing. The game works.
Oh.
That was a beer bottle.
Was empty, right?
It was empty. It plays blind, and it's one of the first games that I've ever had that it's the actual PCB playing blind and not the monitor.
Whoa.
So you can actually see like a faint ghost image of the game playing.
Hmm.
Oh, it's kind of weird. It is weird. And I don't know. Williams made a...
I think it's in the video output section.
You know, I thought it was too. Board, right? And I've looked at every single thing in that circuit, and all of it's working as it's supposed to.
I have worked on Williams games, never mind.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe I just haven't had a good chance to work on it consistently, because, you know, if you work on it an hour here, an hour there, you just kind of lose your progress, and then basically each time you go back, you're just kind of fucking around, and it just seems like you're getting nowhere, and I almost have just given up on it, and... I followed the Stargate Robotron troubleshooting guides, which are actually really good. You know, bust out the logic probe. And I had a few trouble chips. One of the address buffers, I hooked it up to the bug trap. I think it was an LS245. And it was actually bad. I piggybacked a 245 on top of it. And it started playing, like, all the sounds from the game.
Oh,
like, it was just fucking wigging out. Like, it was playing joust sounds.
Wow.
You know, because you know how all the sounds are on the same.
All the sound ROMs have all the sounds? Is that it?
And I think so. There's like the joust sound, you know, like that. When your guy, like when you die or whatever and your character spawns, it was like that sound a bunch of times. And I was like, that could be good, because I think it was pin 5 of that chip was just stuck high, and it's supposed to be obviously toggling. And so when I put I put a chip... I piggybacked a 245 on top, and it just started fucking wigging out. And I was like, oh, this might be something. So I...
You can't piggyback a tri-state like that, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe that's why I was having fun.
What were you doing?
I was cold. Anyways, I desoldered it, and I just fucking took my pliers, and I just fucking ripped it off the board because I was just pissed.
Did you use IC pliers?
I did not. I just used the fucking needle nose pliers and some side cutters, whatever those are called.
But don't you have any IC pliers?
No, this is after desoldering it and just kind of pulling it off the board. Yeah. And I put a new 245 on there, and it booted fine. Because it boots fine, you know.
But you can't see anything on the screen?
Yeah. And now the output is toggling. So I think there's just a series of stuff that's just hosed. And I don't know.
That extra board that I gave you?
Yeah, thanks.
The one that doesn't work. Here, take this. It doesn't work.
It still doesn't work.
God, yeah.
I love broken shit. It's the best.
And I've changed out a couple ICs now, but, you know, at least I have the bug trap to at least do tri-state stuff, so that's pretty cool.
I love giving people broken boards to fix their broken games. It's great. Just confuse them more. No, I wouldn't do that.
I just think at this point I'm just going to give up. There's a couple old ICs that I haven't swapped out yet, but...
Did you have an old CPU board for this? So do you have two different boards?
No, I have nothing.
So it was gone?
I'm spare board poor.
Mm. How is this a Robotron? Doesn't even have boards in it?
No, I got it in trade, and all it had was the... So I traded Marble Madness for a Pole Position Cockpit, Robotron, Taito Classic Cab, and I think it was some other stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was four cabs. And I sold off everything except for the cockpit and Robotron, because I sold my other Robotron too.
That's right. I forgot.
And
about
so
that.
It had to work. It actually has all this. Everything's working except for the. It has no monitor and it has no MPU board. And so it kind of sucks that all that I need to do is just swap a new board and I can be playing it. And
so you need an MPU board.
Yeah.
Okay, just get an MPU board. Quit fucking around with it.
Yeah, I know. It's fun fucking around with stuff, though. It's fun.
Just wet sand it.
You're never going to use the tools, you know.
I saw you had something out there, Logic Analyzer, Signature Analyzer.
Yeah, well...
5004?
Yeah.
You have the 6, right?
Yeah, 6, right. But you can go into... you can use it as a Logic Probe. And it's a really good one, so... It doesn't have that high-low bullshit where you can't see what light's actually lighting... It's green. High or low because the LEDs are so close together.
Green or red?
The actual just has one light that just goes high or dims or, you know, pulses.
Nice.
So I've been working on my Robotron as well.
Ooh. What's wrong with yours?
Well.
You just fucked with it just for fun.
I think I fucked with it and I made it worse, actually. I
hate that.
It was randomly rebooting just every once in a while. Not consistently, but sometimes it would, you turn it on and it would.
That's usually what's random is when it's not consistent, right?
Exactly. But I'm just saying sometimes it wouldn't do it and it'd be like, okay. But sometimes you just let it run and all of a sudden you'd hear it boot up. So when we were doing this repair party and cap kits were being ordered, I just ordered a cap kit for the Williams power supply and just to kind of shotgun it to see if that had anything to do with it. And it did not. So
zero stars.
Drawing board.
So like this is two times you guys have ordered kits. Zero stars.
Yeah, and it didn't.
That's our kits are a shortcut to nowhere.
False advertising.
I think it actually made it worse somehow because now it'll completely shut down. I think it just completely loses 5 volts at some point. I can't quite tell where. I thought it stopped doing it, but I was playing it yesterday cozy in my house and playing a game and it just shut off. That's it.
Maybe you need some caps on the on some of the main boards.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Well,
but you also need to repin the
power supply board.
New headers.
Got new headers. I did reflow the solder on the headers of the power board. And I replaced an old Krusty's fuse that...
Krusty, is that a pancake mix? Krusty's fuse holders?
But of course, it was not the fuse. But yeah. So that has kind of not gone anywhere. But the thing that other thing I did do at the repair party was the first time burning ROMs, which was a lot of fun. And I did the tie-dye ROMs for Robotron. I've been wanting those just to have it in my game. Not that I necessarily need it for anything. I mean, I guess there's some bug fixes in the tie-dye ROMs, but it also gives you...
shows how many men you have, right?
The lives read out at the bottom of the screen. So when you have too many men to display at the top, which rarely happens for me, and I don't think has happened yet since I've had these ROMs
not to get to a million points.
I'm like, come on, I think it only displays 6, is that right?
I'm not sure.
Sounds about right.
Something like that. And then once 6, then
it's just static. could.
There's so it's like, there's I don't know that I ever saw 7 on there. But
is this, that could be your why do you need to know how many you have?
Well, when you're marathoning it and you have so many.
You got to take a piss, man.
Yeah, you have so many games, you have to keep track of them. And I guess at some point you need to.
Got
to
know if you have time to shake or not. Yeah. And fuck.
You don't want to roll them over because I think at 256 they roll over and you'll go back to 1.
Oh, okay. So that's sort of like a missile command. If you get more than 256 extra cities, then it'll roll over. That's
thrilling. They should make a movie about that.
You could, and you know, if they do make a movie, you could autograph.
That would be cool. I wish I knew somebody like that.
That could be your personal goal.
Meet a person.
To make my Robotron
work? To get to the where it shows how many lives you have instead of getting a million points.
For all of you who aren't huge nerds, 255 is the highest number you can store in one byte. So they have one byte of memory that stores that, and then it rolls over and fucks up.
You should make that your custom plate, vanity plate, 256.
Yeah.
Huge nerd.
And then when you get above that, you crash your car.
But it does actually show the lives, even if you have just 1 or 0. It still has a life counter at the bottom.
Oh, so it says. Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, so I got.
It's at the bottom?
Mm-hmm. It's at the bottom, so.
So you know the counter works.
It's off to the left and at the bottom.
They should have made it where you don't get to see it unless you can stack them in.
That would be cool.
Then you never know. Does it really work?
And if you get 10 men, your guy, it's like a bigger one. But it's cool, though, because that ROM set's an official
release. It was like released, I guess, in 2015.
But it's done by the
Original programmers. Man.
Yeah. So, oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
That's why I wanted to get it in there. I thought that was pretty cool. Just to have like the latest release of the hardware from the original programmers.
So that's not fake bullshit.
No. That one time where we were saying, I think it was last episode, where I wish that some of the original programmers would have enough passion to actually do a ROM update, you know? That's an example of that, but it doesn't really happen.
Well, I mean,
Twilight Zone, the pinball happened, I guess. They did the home edition ROM. That was official.
So many of those games, you know, the original source code is long lost. And so, you know, any kind of updates are just hacks, even if it's by the original programmer. It's not really like
that's not that. This one's not, though. They have the source code because they actually own the source code for that game.
Whether you have the source code doesn't. Yeah, like I've seen, you know, huge ass printout listings.
Yeah.
But that's not the same as, like, you have it in a file and you have the tool chain to assemble it and make the ROM sets. So, I don't know if any classic games have that level of source code or, you know, the tools to actually rebuild it.
Would you have to rebuild it on the original consoles that they used back then? No.
Windows 95. That's the only way.
But depending on how it was written, you would need, you know, maybe they had custom tools that were written for certain parts of it, or you'd have to have stuff. You'd need an assembler that understands the format it was written in, and, you know, even though it's all assembly, the source code listings can be in slightly different formats. So I don't know if anyone has anything like that for any classic games.
So
all in all, though, that repair party, it was a pretty good success, even though Brian and myself, we didn't really accomplish what we had set out to do.
Well, I did burn the ROM, so
there you go.
That was successful. I was ecstatic when that worked. I put them all in expecting, because when you download the zip file for these, there's all the ROM images and there's also some decoder images and some other images. Yeah. And I couldn't find specific documentation on to which ones you're supposed. I mean, should you just do the ROMs? Do you need to do the other ones? And so I was like, well, I'm just going to do the ROMs and see what happens.
The decoders are PROMs. You can't. Yeah. You can only do those if you convert the PROMs to, I think it's a 2716, and you can cut. You can use ROMs as in place of the decoder PROMs if you like do some cutting and remove resistor and all that shit. But you don't need to do the decoders. That's just for MAME.
Basically. Yeah. So I just burned those and kind of crossed my fingers and installed them in. Sure enough, booted right up. It was great.
It's awesome. Did you like tan your fingers afterwards in the UV eraser?
Yeah.
Did you get new ROMs or did you keep your originals?
He was erasing them there.
So. Oh, so you erased your originals?
Oh man.
No.
Oh!
Rookie mistake.
No, of course I didn't erase the originals. Though I ordered some somewhere. I think most of them. I don't think they're new. They're most of them were
Pulse. Yeah, so you had to like do the whole verify blank and all that.
Yep. And some of them wouldn't write, but I had a whole bunch of them, so I'd just move on to the next one.
So the real victory, we got two classic games running that weren't running before.
Yeah.
Two Defender classics, Defender and Berserk.
Berserk.
Yeah. So, you know, we had Chuck and Toby. They were talking about going through the snow past grandmother's house to this, you know, free range game ranch where they got all those games. And these were two of the games that they had never had running yet. And we got them running, the collective bunch of people who were there. And so they have two more games for PRG next year.
Cool. That's if awesome. They continue working for a year.
If they if, yeah. if they're still working by then.
Yeah. But, what do they need? What do those games need?
It was mostly monitor stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yep.
There was some weird power stuff with Berserk,
I think. I think these are games that maybe the operator had pulled a monitor out, you know, to keep another game going. And yeah, there were multiple cap kits going on there and some monitors coming back to life. Before you knew it, you heard the sweet sounds of
Intruder Alert.
And the Defender stuff.
Yeah.
Defender's a nice sounding game. I played some Defender and I was still shitty at it.
It sounds like every other Williams game.
Yeah, they all sound great.
They all sound awesome.
Reading a lot of the Williams repair logs, you know, like, oh, I changed this chip. And this, I think it was one, the Mike Ranger is the guy's name. Changed this chip in the game roared to life.
Yeah.
He uses that. And I was like, fuck, I want this machine to roar to life when I change this thing. And it's like, bump. It's like, that pissed me off.
So I was going to ask you guys, I guess you kind of told me, but do you have any opinions on what I need to do to Robotron next? You said change out the headers.
I think that,
board.
Yeah, just reflowing the headers is not going to do it. It's not going to cut it. You'd have to change down to the new,
So do I need to change the headers out and repin the connectors?
Yes.
Take the power board off Brandon's broken game and see if it fixes yours.
Yeah.
So you're losing your plus five.
After I think so, yeah. I haven't been able to test it because whenever it goes out, the back is closed, and if I open the back, it hits the interlock switch.
Pull the interlock out.
Well, I did, and then I was testing it, and it was like, oh, it's working fine now, and so I put it back in its spot.
Record that shit on video cassette so you can see what actually happened.
Get a rubber band, get a fat ass rubber band, and just like wrap it around the interlock or duct tape. You know?
Yeah, well, I actually unscrewed it before, then I screwed it back in because I thought it was working.
Well,
so
now you know better.
That sucks. Like the intermittent stuff is just pain in the ass because it's like you're excited it's working and you get to play it in spurts and then sometimes you can play it for hours.
Spurts.
Especially now that it's completely shut down because it's even worse.
Well, you can just be one of those guys now and say, I never put my back door on my game.
Fucking serious. Yeah. I would recommend starting there. I mean, it seems weird that it would just,
I mean,
it would go away.
I would replace your plus five regulator if you haven't.
I have not.
I don't know if it's like the 2N3055. A lot of the old stuff uses that.
If you want, I have a bunch of that stuff. Yeah, you could. I'll just unhook mine and I'll just give it to you.
Woohoo!
And then when it works, I'm gonna say, hey, thanks for playing the game. I want it back now.
What a jerk.
Yeah. I would rebuild because you only did a partial rebuild. You didn't replace the ICs. There's two ICs that are also really flaky that can give you issues. And but if you don't have good connectivity, I would still replace the headers and repin the
You should connectors. Do that anyways, no matter what.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, sucks. One good thing about repinning this stuff is I got a new set of ratchet and crimpers.
Yeah.
And they're so fun that I was you're wasting just doing all my shit. Pins. Yeah.
you're like fucking repinning your thermostat.
Wow, look, this is great. Here, I'll clip it on again. Look, that one's great, too. This is amazing.
Those are really good.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's like, so I've had those, like, Walden ones or Waldron ones.
Where you have to, like, fucking, you crimp it, then you have to, like, open it up with two hands, basically.
Yeah, you crimp it. And then you got to do each of the tabs, and then one of the tabs is like a little screwed up, and you got to kind of like
so this does it all
reform
in one.
It a little bit. And this one's amazing.
You got to fucking chisel on a fucking anvil to get it going.
Exactly.
So Ian,
I can look forward to this repaint.
Yo,
what did you? You're the last. What did you work on?
Maybe I had some more stuff to say.
What?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Dragon's Lair is in the arcade.
Right. Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I pulled that in, so now there's actually seven games in the arcade instead of six.
Where'd you put it?
I put it on the one wall. There's one wall that's has a little more surface area than the other, so I measured all my games and figured out that if I put a certain number, that the end one would stick out only about 6 inches.
Hey-o.
So you swapped them around?
Yeah.
Nice.
I moved them around. But I think I'm going to rearrange them because Mappy's on the very end and that huge marquee makes it look a little daunting at the end. So I'm going to put Gyrus or something over where it's sticking out so it doesn't look as...
Fuck Gyrus, get that shit out of there.
Yeah, put the smaller profile game on the edge.
But I also want one that has good side art.
Yeah, that
so
too.
Like
yeah.
Either
yeah.
Robotron or Gyrus.
Oh my god, Gyrus's side art is so much better than fucking looks Robotron.
Like it's like a fucking side of an Aquanet bottle.
Which one, Gyrus?
No, it doesn't. It's
but
not
I
still like...
fucking hold, man.
No way.
Or maybe LA looks.
It's really cool looking.
Yeah, Jarvis looks cool.
Yeah, it's stenciled. It's
great. Yeah.
What more do you want?
Game awesome sucks. Sticker.
Black background, orange, yellow.
Orange.
So good.
So yeah. those opposite walls are not the same height out to the hallway?
No.
Oh, wow.
There's one that the kitchen door is cutting into it. So.
Fuck the kitchen.
Yeah.
Fuck the kitchen. Demo that shit.
Cover it right up. Let's see if I have anything else on my list.
Seven games now.
I can't even read my list because it's too dark in here.
Yeah, proper arcade.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
On the Dragon's Lair tip. After I took my Dragon's Lair to PRGE, I brought it home.
No.
Went in the garage.
Oh, shit.
And I left my laserdisc player and my PVM in the trunk of my car, parked outside of in front of my house. So a few weeks later, I didn't take it out like a jerk.
God, you're a jerk.
And we come home one day, and I'm like, wait, I think my car is supposed to be sitting there.
I think. And, fucking A.
Sure enough, my car was gone. And so after reporting it to the police, I was looking down the street, and I was like, that looks like a Honda Civic down there at the end of the road. I wonder, maybe it is. And sure enough, I rode my bike down there, and there's my car sitting at about three blocks away.
That was a badass joyride, wasn't it?
Yeah, right down the hill. They couldn't even get it started. So, yeah, they broke the steering column and left the car. But luckily, I had the inside lever for the trunk locked, because when I took it to PRGE and had the stuff in the trunk, I was like, well, just safekeeping, lock the trunk. And so they couldn't actually open the trunk from the inside of the car.
Nice.
So
yeah, they would have been all over that laser display.
Oh,
man.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's
they
a hot technology.
They would have taken it out and just dropped it on the ground.
They would have took the color TV and VCR and just took it to the fucking pawn shop and got $1,000 for that shit.
VCR in this trunk of this car. This is terrible. This is the worst car jack ever.
I was just imagining it's like some 80s movies where they're going to like fucking take your hubcaps too. I'm like, that fucking hubcap. Yeah,
that's what you get for driving a 1983 Civic.
2001.
They That's the joke.
They didn't take the the stereo, but they did take the faceplate for the stereo.
Why? What's the fucking point?
Because that's the part that looks cool.
You didn't do the trick.
They
remember when they came out with faceplates? You're supposed to fucking put that shit under your seat.
It's like the only thing they took. The faceplate.
Man.
What is that going
to
do?
I don't know.
They're like $20 to replace. Like, as soon as I was like, okay, yeah, the faceplate, cool, all right. And then I was like, wait, what if you lose it or it breaks or whatever? And I looked up how much it cost. It's like $20 to replace it. I was like, well, who gives a shit? What is the fucking point?
I'd rather have him take the faceplate than the laser disc.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because,
yeah. Who gives a shit about
and,
the That was the first thing when I realized the car was gone. I was like,
fuck the Honda.
Fuck
where's the laser disc?
Holy shit.
Laser talk. God.
Oh, yeah.
An excuse for
At
that.
Least the laser discs weren't in there.
You need a pull-out laser disc player that you can carry around with you.
Take the faceplate off. Yeah, when I go to PRGE, I take the faceplate off my fucking laser disc when I go home.
So that's the extent of my updates.
Nice. That was a good fucking update.
Move on to Ian.
Oh, hey, what up? Yeah. So I had a Geo7.
Once upon a time.
Man, I can count the number of times I've worked on a Geo7 and had it work better afterwards on zero fingers. Fucking pulled this monitor. It had some weird interference wave, and I was like, well, maybe some caps are dried out or whatever.
What game?
This was in my Sky Shark cabinet.
Hmm.
I think you bitched at me last year for PRG because it looked like hell. It's always looked like hell. I just haven't done anything about
this
it.
This is all your fault,
because it's a GO7.
I always bitch at people for their monitors. That prompted Jordan to change the monitor in Qbert. Now it looks fucking awesome.
So I did a cap kit on it, and I was like, maybe the AC filter cap is looking rough, because there was definitely some like AC looking interference happening. Swap that out, new volt reg, or new hot, new flyback. Did all that, turned it on, didn't work. Yep.
Yep. Did you say it was like $60 in parts or something?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Just like a cap kit. Like,
fucking ridiculous.
Nothing?
So, nothing.
Wow.
So, measured the B plus, and it was at 145, and I was like, all right, whatever. So I swapped out the the volt reg, and after that it was still at 145, but it came up and had a pretty okay looking picture, and the original issue was gone, but it's just running at 145. It should be in shutdown. It's not shutting down. Should be at 120 volt B plus. It's not. I don't know what the fucking deal is.
You'd be wearing that fucking x-ray vest now, like a X-ray technician.
Yeah. Oh no, I measured the HV. It's 30 kV. It should be like 24. It's
good thing those tubes are thick, you know, it's not going to explode.
You and Jordan have symptoms, you better go on WebMD. You both have high B-plus voltage.
Well, no, I have low.
If you have a B-plus for more than 4 hours, please call a doctor. So, I don't know. I got a couple pointers.
You just give me some of your B-plus and then we'll be even.
Spread it out. Yeah. I got some pointers. I got to go pull the chassis and pull some shit out and whatever. But, man, I feel like every single thing that goes wrong with this fucking monitor, it's like the B plus is too high. Doesn't matter what it is. Like it's
monitors in GO7s in general or that
one? No, on the GO7 specifically. Like, you know,
it's always
80 things can be wrong with it, and it's like, well, the B plus is too high. It's so difficult to actually figure out what the real problem is. It's very frustrating.
Change the flyback.
Yeah, I did.
It's a bad flyback. You know, there's
it's a very bad flyback. No, I got this from one of the people who says it's a bad flyback, and I test all my flybacks. None of my flybacks are bad. Everyone else's flybacks are bad. Yeah. So I'm sure it's fine.
There's a bad batch of those going around, you know.
That was always good.
Just keep soldering stuff, and eventually you'll give up.
If you put it in backwards, it works better.
but I also acquired another K7000, so I'll probably just tube swap that and put it in the game instead.
Can I have the GO7?
No.
Chess.
It's got $60 worth of parts in it now.
It's worth at least $60.
Just take the hubcaps. It works. The rest.
That's the thing that's infuriating, is that it's so obviously fucked up, but it also works. Put it in a game I should sell. That's what I should do.
So is that a strive to perfection then? Or is that it was just annoying you and nothing else to do? I mean,
I actually started doing this because I wanted to take that game to PRGE, and then I didn't get it repaired in time, and then I was like, well, I already have the monitor sitting on my floor. I should, work on it and put it back in the game. That's it.
Access, all of a sudden. That's all it takes. It's like, oh, well, there it is. Maybe I should work on it.
Yeah. It's almost like the whole art of the games and the side art and the CPOs. It's like, sometimes it's better just to leave it alone until it just truly dies. I mean, I guess the CPO can't die, but, you know. The game's still played, right?
Yeah.
And
it looks so bad, though.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I really hate shitty monitors. Shitty-looking monitors drive me up the wall.
That's the game, right? Like, nothing else matters when you're honed in on that game.
But I wanted to try a tube swap, because I've never done a GO7 tube swap.
Yeah. But that was like an extra bonus, besides actually getting it fixed.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, it's hard to do a tube swap if you can't see what, it's actually producing. It's hard to get it converged if it's all got a fucked up picture.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to have it looking good before that. So, I don't know, maybe. But
call 1-800-DR-GO7.
Yeah. I have a couple extra GO7 yokes, so I'm going to go and, that's really nice, because you can go and, try the tube swap without losing the convergence on your tube. So if it doesn't work out, you're not out anything. Yeah. You can just give it a shot and see how it turns out.
So what else?
That's it.
You're always working on stuff that you've only worked on just the GO7.
I've worked on other
stuff. One other highlight.
I bought a K4800 chassis, frame, yoke, etc. And I put a TV tube in that and got it looking pretty good.
Which is a 15-inch version of the
13-inch 4900.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's looking pretty good. I gotta go and like tighten up the convergence on it, but it looks good. And yeah, I don't know. I've been busy with work and my kids and not sleeping. So
new games, old games coming in.
I got a free Moppet cabinet.
That's nothing to brag about.
It was free.
Oh yeah, free is free. Good. Yeah, I guess free.
Yeah.
If it was
yeah.
like $50, then yeah.
was no. it I empty? Turned it down and it was $50.
Oh, was it empty?
Yeah, it's empty. It has the control panel and the wood, and that's it.
Does it have the side art?
No, it doesn't have the side art. I have a set of side art to put on it, though.
Well, what would you put in that?
I'm not sure what it was originally, the cabinet, because it doesn't look like any that I've seen before. I have a control panel for it that pretty obviously seems like a tugboat control panel, but the cabinet doesn't have the start buttons on it. Like on the tugboats that came in this cabinet, they had the start buttons mounted on the kick plate under, like up on the top by the where the control panel is. But those aren't on this cabinet, and the control panel, which isn't original to it, doesn't have anywhere to put the star buttons. So I'm not sure what game it was originally.
Huh.
But I have
Rub and Tugboat.
Yes! Nice one.
It might actually be a good Muppet game then.
That's fucked up. So I have an extra tugboat board set, and I also have an extra Noah's Ark board set, so I was thinking of trying to make it a Noah's Ark.
God, those games suck. Why?
They're rare.
No. But like Lazarian's rare, and that's better than all the Muppet games.
Combined. Low bar to clear.
I know.
Extremely low bar.
But
the tugboat has a horn butt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Me too.
So does fire truck have a horn?
Yeah.
Fire truck does.
That
does nothing, I think, as well.
Yeah, it adds nothing. Yeah, it's just fun.
Yeah. I don't know. Moppets are rare. I like rare games. I like mini games. So.
Tiny games.
There you go.
Free Moppet.
You can't even fucking play those games, though. Like
I like tugboat. Tugboat's good.
It's like so close to you, like it's worse than a cabaret.
I put Pirate Treasure on my
iPhone
MAME thing.
Nice,
yeah.
It's so bad.
You did?
It's so game bad. Is yeah, really terrible.
Just to show people, look at this game.
I think Tugboat's like it's all right.
Tugboat's
for what it is
playable. Yeah,
I call all my friends over to play Tugboat on MAME.
I like Pirate Treasure. You can play for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I showed someone the Berenstain Bears Moppet game.
Oh, there's a Berenstain Bears game?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's a Moppet.
One of the worst games I've ever seen in my entire life.
So it's worse than those games? The other games that you have?
So much worse. It's unbelievably
horrible. What is the gameplay? I want to hear about it. What is it?
It's like, so it's black and yellow.
That's the whole color scheme?
I think it's just black and yellow.
Wow.
And
monochrome?
And you maneuver Papa Bear through this cave, and then you have to just get to the end, and there's almost nothing in your way, and you just, like, walk to the end. You can hardly even tell that the character you're moving is a bear. And then you just go
is it
to the
a side
end.
Scroller?
It's a vertical scroller, but you like weave back and forth in the cave. You can tell it's a cave because that's in yellow and everything else is black.
Kind of tugboat, you know? Maybe they use some of that.
No, tugboat looks like a fucking masterpiece compared to this
fucking Picasso.
I'm just saying that the vertical scroller, you know?
Maybe so they there's use no shading. Is it just
not really?
It's just yellow and black.
Look it up now.
It's really unbelievably horrible. It's also the rarest of the Moppet games, and I would buy one in a heartbeat.
You would buy?
Oh, of course. Hell yes.
Of course you would.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be a given.
Given.
But yeah, it's just unplayably bad.
Wow. Can you do a ROM swap with the other Moppet hardware?
I don't know what hardware it runs on. I have...
Are all the Moppet games on different hardware?
We covered this in another episode.
I don't know for sure. I have three different Moppet hardware boards. I don't know which one that one ran on. I should look in MAME. Maybe I can ROM swap a tugboat board set. I would say that's the most likely hardware that it ran on, but I don't know for sure.
You could tug swap it.
That's what I was getting at.
Tug and swap rub.
Come swap.
Rub ROM swap.
Rub and tug swap.
Fuck. Mop it up. All right, let's mop this episode.
Yeah, let's mop it up. On that note.
All right, so you can look at our gorgeous pictures on Instagram.
The video from tonight's
episode. Look at our gorgeous video on our website, coinrejects.com.
Wait, where's the video going to be? On YouTube?
Coinrejects.com.
Just press the horn button in place.
Yeah.
We need a horn button on our website.
And call us at...
503-766-2263.
And we'll see you next time. Let's play some games.